Chronicles chapter 4 verses 9 and 10. Say amen.
Si nous joignez, dis amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Let me read it and then Pastor Chris will read it in French and then I'll pray and we'll get into God's word. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 beginning in verse 9. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request.
Amen. Jabez était plus considéré que ses frères. Sa mère lui donna le nom de Jabez, en disant, c'est parce que je l'ai enfanté avec douleur. Jabez invoqua le Dieu d'Israël en disant, si tu me bénis et que tu étendes mes limites, si ta main est avec moi et si tu me préserves du malheur, en sorte que je ne sois pas dans la souffrance. Et Dieu accorda ce qu'il avait demandé. Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, I just want to give you thanks and praise for us to be able to learn the life of someone else, someone different. Those what we call hidden heroes, O Lord, who may not have a great name as the great servants like Moses and David and Joshua, but those individuals who are just like us that you have done something extraordinary in their lives. So, Father, we just want you to take over the rest of this service and let your word enter into our hearts and produce change. Father, I ask that you bind the hand of the enemy who wants to steal the word of God from our hearts so that people could hear what you have to say to them today. We ask that in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let the church say amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. We are continuing our series on seizing the opportunity.
On a continué, ça nous a commencé semaine dernière, série, on nous saisit l'opportunité.
Last week, we looked at a judge named Shamgar.
Semaine dernière, nous avons regardé un juge qui s'appelait Shamgar.
Someone who was just an ordinary person, just like us.
Un monde qui était simplement homme ordinaire, même genre avec nous.
And the Philistines had invaded the land.
Et Philistins ont envahi terre Israël là.
And the people were scared.
Et peuple a des peur.
But Shamgar did three things last
Mais
week. We discovered.
Shamgar, monsieur, il était fait trois bagages.
He said he started where he was.
Il commençait côté l'était.
He was just a farmer.
Il était simplement fermier, un cultivateur.
And he used what he had.
Et il utilisait ça qu'il était gagné en main.
He had a farming tool called an ox goad.
Il était gagné un zam nan men, il était gagné un pic.
And then he did what he could.
Et il fait ça, il était capable avec pic là.
And he killed 600 Philistines.
Il était tué 600 Philistins.
And the Bible says he delivered Israel.
Et la Bible dit nous qu'il délivrait le peuple Israël.
Today we're going to look at another man named Jabez.
Aujourd'hui on va regarder l'autre serviteur qui s'appelait Jabez.
How many people have heard that name before?
Combien d'entre nous qui t'avez entendu ça déjà?
Because about 15 years ago, someone wrote a very important book on his life.
15 ans de se passer, il y a un monde qui a écrit un livre très important au sujet de Jabez.
But we want to look at him today.
Et nous voulons regarder aujourd'hui.
As someone who seized the opportunity.
Comme un monde qui saisit l'opportunité.
The first thing we're going to look at when we look at the story is that you got to understand the context.
Faut regarder pour capable comprendre contexte là.
If anyone here has a problem at sleeping at night,
si yon moun la, kèkpòt moun la ki gen problème dormi la nuit, tankou,
you don't have to take any drugs.
Ou pas besoin pran piès, médicament.
You don't have to drink to fall asleep.
Ou pas besoin bese fè rêve pour capable dormi.
All you have to do
simplement ça rien pour faire
is find that section in the Bible
join partie ça dans la Bible
where they talk about genealogies.
Lorsque il parlait de l'arbre généalogie.
You just have to open up a genealogy in the Bible.
Simplement l'ouvrir là dans Bible généalogie
and you find out that so and so had so and so as a child and that person married so and so and they had five kids and it's names after names after names.
Ou lili ça coué tel et tel fait petit à tel et tel il marié tel et tel et tel et tel marié tel et tel et puis que généalogie aborde tout.
If you try reading that around 11 o'clock at night,
so essayez de lire environ 11 heures dans soir,
by 11:05 you should be falling asleep.
Dans 5 minutes, vous dormez à point.
Because those names are confusing.
Parce que non, ça est réellement confus et difficile.
Well, this story takes place during a genealogy that the writer is giving us.
Eh bien, histoire ça, ça arrivait pendant Monsieur a écrit généalogie.
Actually, from chapter 1 to all the way to chapter 9, it's just names after names after names.
Sou bien regardé depuis notre chapitre premier, rivé juste côté nous là, ouais, c'est nom après nom, nom après nom qui a bail.
But if you press your way forward,
mais sou continuer à focus en avant,
and you keep reading,
ou continuer à lire.
All of a sudden, God throws a piece of gold in there. It's like God pauses and says, oh, let me tell you about this one person. And then after that, he continues with the name. This is what we have with Jabez.
C'est ça histoire ça nous joignons dans Jabez, c'est ça que nous joignons là-dedans.
We find in Jabez chapter 9.
Nous joignons Chronique chapitre 4
chapter 4 verse 9, yes. It says that Jabez was more honorable than all of his brothers.
Nous voyons que monsieur c'est un homme qui était extrêmement honorable, il était honorable que tout frère lui.
He had a bunch of brothers, but the Bible says Jabez rose above them.
Il était un paquet de frères, mais la parole de Dieu déclarait que monsieur il était distingué sur toute l'autre frère lui.
It's not that Jabez did something great for God, like open up the Red Sea.
C'est pas parce qu'il font bagarre extraordinaire tant que Moïse qui était l'ouvrir la mer rouge.
It's not like Jabez decided to slay a giant.
C'est pas parce qu'il était prend un flon, il était tuyon un géant tant que Goliath.
It's not like Jabez walked around the walls of Jericho and then finally the walls fell down.
C'est pas parce qu'elle t'a fait et l'entourage miraille Jéricho et virer pour mieux en tomber. C'est pas parce qu'elle t'a fait ça.
God says the only reason I want you to know about him.
Ça fait vrai qu'on est de lui même bon Dieu.
Because he prayed a simple prayer.
Parce qu'il simplement font simple prière.
You see, my prayer for all of you is that all of us would raise ourselves above everybody else.
Pour que nous tous capables lever, dépasser tout le monde qui bon côté.
I want you to be more honorable than all of the other people that you work with.
M'vle pour devenir plus honorable que tout le monde qu'on travaille ensemble avec yo.
If you are a student in school, I want you to rise up above all the other students
si
in school.
Si sois étudiant qu'on y est, m'vle que pour capable surpasser tout l'autre étudiant yo.
If you live in your community, I want your home to be above everybody else's home in that
dans
community.
Dans communauté côtoyé, m'ta souhaité que pour que ou même ou dépasser tout le monde qui vit dans contre ça.
Because out of all of the names and all of the brothers that's mentioned,
parce que sous regardez bien, le regardez tout nom qui mentionné là,
it says Jabez rose above it and God congratulated him.
Il dit clairement que Jabez lui-même l'y dépassé eux tout.
Now why did his prayer raise him up above everybody else?
Kounya question qu'on a posé, pour qui ça que prière ça a fait monsieur de passer tout l'autre monde qui était bon côté?
It says that his mother named him Jabez because she had bore him in pain.
L'éclair, c'est que nous, ouais, lorsque nous regardons verset 9, il dit que bon, maman relève Jabez, c'est parce qu'elle était enfantée, monsieur, avec un pile douleur.
Now, what kind of mother delivers a baby and you got this beautiful baby and you name him douleur?
Dis-moi, qui genre de maman qui font Timoun pour garder Timoun en Jean le Bel, premier paraître, et pour dire Timoun ça, ah, m'a brûlé la souffrance.
Like, who does that kind of thing?
Qui genre de maman, qui moun qui fait bail ça?
But somehow, it gives you to, it lets you know that Jabez was born in a mess.
Bon, en tout cas, ou est bien que l'histoire rapportait que Jabez, monsieur, de fait, non circonstance de scandale.
The Bible doesn't tell us what particular pain he caused his mother.
La Bible pas dit exactement qui genre de souffrance que maman a enduré.
So we are left to our own imagination and speculation.
Nous simplement capables imaginer qui genre ça a passé, mais nous pas gagner exactement en détail.
And maybe God doesn't give us the specific details because if he did, only those people who went through the same thing can identify with this.
Peut-être ça fait bon Dieu pas ben nous détailler ça, c'est parce que simplement moun simplement qui passait dans circonstance ça capable intéressé avec histoire ça, mais pas balir son façon pour nous toute capoter attention à lui-même.
That's right, because God wants us to look at it from a general point of view.
Parce que bon Dieu voulait nous voir non point général.
And whatever pain that you are going through, you can put it into this story.
Qu'importe souffrance que vous enduré, qu'a fourel dans histoire.
Maybe Jabez was a breech baby, they say.
Peut-être Jabez capable yon ti moun ki fait avant lui.
That means that normally when you go through a natural birth, it's the head that comes out first.
Peut-être l'on chose naturelle, nous tout connaît que tête la sorti avant.
But sometimes it's the feet or it's the shoulder that comes out and it causes a lot of pain during the delivery.
Parfois si konsa yo kon renverser au lieu de tête là, nous wè que son l'autre partie encore soit main en pied a qui apparaît et laisse à grand pile souffrance.
And she wanted to let that boy know that you hurt your mama when you came out into this world.
Et maman assurait que monsieur connaît qu'elle t'a fait souffrir pendant le d'absorti.
Or maybe she was a product of rape. Maybe someone took advantage of the mother and now she had to bear this baby with a lot of pain, emotional pain and physical pain.
Oh, peut-être maman était capable au monde de faire cadre Jacques sous le bien cadre André, cadre Julien, mais toutefois, il était vle petite là qu'on est que il était enduré en pile souffrance qu'est émotionnelle, qu'est physique, mais l'assurer qu'elle dit ça.
Or maybe Jabez was an unwanted pregnancy. In other words, we weren't planning on having this baby, but all of a sudden she was pregnant and they don't have enough money to feed an extra mouth.
Peut-être c'est ton petit monde qui n'a pas plané pour te gagner, tu es fin fait déjà. Et puis circonstance là paraît et puis Jabez maman gros ventre mais il n'a pas te gain plan pour ça.
And therefore it caused a lot of financial pain because how they're going to raise another child when they have other brothers and siblings.
Peut-être plus que pas de planer pour ça, yo capable d'un pile problème financier et ça ba yo problème tout bon.
Or maybe you know she was a single mom when the father heard that she was pregnant again, he said I'm finished, I'm out of here. And now she has to raise this child all by herself.
Ou bien capable de son maman gros ventre parce qu'elle t'a joué dans la ria et puis kounya là papa dit moi pied ça me pas manger, mais d'ailleurs et puis lui même petite l'arrêter pour lui pour capable prendre soin.
So I don't know what caused the mother to name him pain.
M'pa konnen pou ki sa ke maman rele l souffrance.
But that was his name and everybody knew him like
et ça,
that.
C'était non li, et tout moun konnen ça c'est non.
So powerful is the name of this child.
Non, monsieur, grand pile signification est très fort.
And in the implication in the life of the mother.
Et aussi que maman la vie li impliqué aussi dans circonstance ça.
Wherever this boy went, his name was pain.
Côté monsieur passé, non, il fait sembler que des souffrances.
I don't know about you, but I am quite sure if you got that kind of name, you're going to have some self-esteem problems.
Bon, pa konnen pou même konnen que kenpòt moun ki kapab gen nom comme ça ou pral gen un problème d'estime, ou ap senti que tout ou ap mache avec honte.
Amen. This is a kid who's going to walk around with his head always down because he's tired of people calling him Jabez.
Parce que si on ti moun kap mache tête li a tête tout temps parce que konnen non déjà vle di quelque chose qui provoque la souffrance, son monsieur toujours ap mache nan honte.
So if your name is pain today,
si non c'est souffrance matin,
we have some good news for you.
Nou gen bonne nouvelle pour même.
Because God still can raise you up above everybody else.
Parce que mon Dieu capable leve haut. Au-dessus de toute haute.
So God says, listen, as you read this story,
et la parole de Dieu dit, comme moi, l'histoire,
I want you to pause,
mwen vlo pou onti pause
and get a grasp of this little goal that I'm giving you.
Comprendre ça qu'a pral di la.
And God says, your pain does not have to define who you are.
Il vle di kon sa ke soufrans ou pa bezwen defini la vie ou ni aveni ou.
So what we find is that this man named Jabez,
ça nous joint que monsieur qui est Jabez,
is going to seize an opportunity.
Il va saisir opportunité, hein?
You see, because when you're in that kind of pain, you can't go to your parents because they gave you the name.
Parce que déjà bon nom.
You can't go to your friends because they keep calling you that name. So the only opportunity you have,
c'est l'opportunité qu'on gagne,
I got to pray to God.
M'a parlé devant le Seigneur.
He said, that's all I can do.
C'est ça seulement qu'à faire.
I got to touch God.
M'ka toucher mon Dieu.
Because I need to get out of that situation that I'm in.
Parce que m'besoin sortir dans situation ça à côté mien.
So if your name is pain today,
si non ou c'est souffrance aujourd'hui,
then this message is for you.
Message ça c'est pour vous-même.
But if pain is not your name,
si souffrance c'est pas non ou,
then this message is not for you.
Message ça pas pour vous.
Because I know there's people in here that pain is your middle name, your first name, and your last name.
Parce que m'connais que moun la souffrance c'est prénom ou souffrance c'est non, souffrance, non milieu, ou tout est pour vous.
And God says, listen, you can rise up above everybody.
Et mon Dieu dit, écoutez, vous capable monter au-dessus de tout problème ça yo.
So God says, seize that opportunity.
Mon Dieu saisit opportunité ça.
And pray.
ou capable prier.
So the first thing we realize when Jabez prays,
c'est le premier bagage que nous réalisons lorsque monsieur a prié.
And it's a simple prayer.
On prie qui très simple.
He says, first of all, he said he cried out to the God of Israel.
Eh bien, m'a dit où, monsieur, simplement, il criait devant le Seigneur pour le capable monter lui.
He said, listen, I am not crying out to anyone.
Moi pas prier, crier devant personne.
I am crying out to the God of Israel. Because somewhere in his life,
parce que quel côté dans la vie,
he was taken to the Bible study,
parce que il était dans l'étude biblique quelque part,
and he was told that they are in a covenant relationship with the God of Israel.
Et il apprend qu'il y a une relation convenante entre le peuple Israël et bon Dieu.
Somewhere he was taught that Abraham prayed and God made him the father of many nations.
Peut-être lui apprendre quelque part que Abraham priait, il devenait le père de toutes les nations.
Somehow he heard that God delivered Israel by opening up the Red Sea.
Peut-être lui apprendre que Seigneur a délivré Israël lorsque il ouvrit la mer Rouge.
Somewhere he read that David defeated the giant.
Lui apprendre que David t'écrasait géant et les Goliath là.
And if they had a relationship with the God of Israel, so will I.
Et si yo même yo fait chose extraordinaire, ça yo, et bien moi même moi capable faire ça tout.
So he cried out to the God of Israel.
Et bien lui criait devant le Dieu d'Israël.
And then he said, this is his prayer, the first part of the prayer.
Et bien il dit qu'on y a là mes prières, première partie prière.
He says, he said, he cried out to the God, oh, that you would bless me.
Oh, Seigneur, si vous bénis moi.
In some language, in some translations, said, oh, that you would bless me indeed.
Gagne traduction qui dit, Seigneur, prouvez que vous capable bénir moi dans circonstances côté mien.
He says, in other words, I want a blessing that is real.
Moi besoin bénédiction qui réel.
I want a blessing that is sure.
Moi besoin bénédiction qui
And it's a blessing that is complete.
Et moi besoin bénédiction qui complète.
He said, listen, I am in so much pain.
Parce que moi en souffrance.
Everywhere I go, that's what they call me.
Tout côté m'passe, c'est non moi.
They are reminding me of my painful existence.
Il a fait me songer comment présence moi représentait la
and
souffrance.
He said, I am not satisfied with where I am.
Moi pas satisfait côté mien.
So I need to you to bless me.
Moi besoin pour capable bénir moi.
When we talk about God blessing you,
lorsque nous parlons au sujet de bon Dieu béni,
it's talking about you want to sense the divine presence of God in your life.
C'est comme si capable dire ou besoin pour capable sentir présence divine bon Dieu dans la vie ou.
In other words, I want a divine impartation of God right now in my life.
C'est comme si capable dire ou besoin un toucher spécial dans mes bon Dieu kounya la caillou.
I can't get that blessing from anyone else.
Pas capable de jouer une bénédiction ça de personne.
I need your supernatural favor, God, right now in my situation.
Seigneur, moi besoin supernaturel divin présence ou kounya.
Because if,
situation ça.
Because if you do not bless me, Lord,
parce que Seigneur, si vous pas bénis moi,
I'm going to go to the grave the same way I came as a cursed and painful individual.
Si vous pas bénis moi, Jean que moi vinn et comme ça me pour aller avec tout nom de souffrance ça qui me porte toute la vie.
So I need you to bless me right now.
Moi besoin bénir moi kounye ya.
And I love the fact that he left it open. He wasn't specific about the blessing. Because when you're in so much pain, you take anything that God will give
you.
Because Lord, I'm just going to give you my empty cup and you decide to fill it up. Because whatever you give me is better than what I've been living. So he says, I want you to bless me, oh God, and I need it right now. I need it real. I need to feel you right now in my life. This is someone who's seizing the opportunity to touch heaven and bring heaven on earth.
Opportunity, elle saisit lui pour être capable de faire bon Dieu descendre sur la terre pour bénir.
So if there's anybody here who's feeling a painful existence or pain got a hold of you today.
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ou là qui gon on sorte de souffrance depuis le fait ou du moins son souffrance physique même que ou gen kounye a.
You are in a covenant relationship with the God of Israel and you have the right and the authority to say, Lord, I want you to come into my life.
Bien vle fòk on ou non alliance avec le Seigneur qui est capable mander ordonner pour capable délivrer dans souffrance que toi a.
So he says, bless me indeed, O Lord.
Oh, Seigneur, bénis-moi encore, s'il vous plaît.
The second part of his prayer, he says, expand my territory.
Eh bien, deuxième partie prière, il simplement dit, Seigneur, élargis pour moi territoire moi.
In other words, Lord, I am not satisfied with where I am.
C'est comme s'il a dit, Seigneur, moi pas satisfait de côté moi.
You see, I one of the things that I don't like. Over the years, people will come to me and they will say, I hate my job. And I always tell them, well, why don't you do something else? And they say, oh no, because I get security, I get health benefits, I get retirement plan. I said, okay, then this is an individual who's not willing to take a risk. This is someone who's satisfied with where they are. And that's okay if that's what God has called you to. But Jabez says, no, Lord, I am tired of being in this little farm. I want you to expand my territory. I want you to me to see things, make me see things I've never seen before. Lord, I want you to make me do things that I've never imagined. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my borders. A number of years ago, my wife and I, in 2005, we ran into this very this young lady who was very gifted. She was a teacher in the Newark Public School High School. But she seemed very intelligent, very gifted. So I said to her, I said, when are you going to be a principal? She said, oh, Pastor Cadet, I don't want to be a principal. You know, that's not I'm not interested. I said, okay.
She said, Pastor, ça pas intéressé. Moi, m'pas de job principal.
Every time I saw her, when are you going to be a principal? Oh, Pastor Cadet.
Qui l'a vu une principal? Oh, Pastor, qui te m'en répond?
So about 6 years ago, I ran into her again.
Ah, 6 ans de cela passé que rencontré avec elle encore.
And she said she was working on her master's degree.
Elle dit, oh, m'a fait master, moi, maîtrise.
And I was excited for her.
J'étais content pour lui.
And I said to her, oh, that's wonderful. When are you going to be a principal? Oh, Pastor Cadet, you know, I just want to teach. I said, all right.
Elle dit, qui l'a vu dans le principal? Elle dit, oh, Pastor Cadet, même chanson l'a chanté depuis tout le temps. Elle quitte la réponse.
So 4 years ago,
4 ans passé,
I ran into her again. And she came out, Pastor Cadet, Pastor Cadet, I'm the vice principal of a high school. I said, that's wonderful. Did you finish your master's? Yes, I finished my
master's.
I said, that is wonderful news.
Belle nouvelle.
When are you going to be a principal?
Principal?
So about 3 years ago, she comes up to me. Pastor Cadet,
Pastor,
I am the principal of Central High School in Newark.
She's the principal.
I said, that's wonderful news.
Ça, c'est bonne nouvelle.
Then she told me she was working on her doctorate degree. So I said, that is beautiful. I'm so excited for you. So my wife and I in January went to a birthday celebration. And she came up to me, Pastor Cadet, Pastor Cadet. I said, how you doing? I haven't seen you. How's being principal? She said, it's wonderful being the principal.
And
I asked her about a doctorate degree.
And
she said, I still got another 1 year or two.
And
then I said to her, when are you going to be the superintendent and run all the schools in
Newark?
She said, Pastor Gillette, stop talking to me. And she walked away. So every time I see her, because this girl has been, listen, if God has called you in a particular area, that's okay, but God sometimes wants you to pray, extend my borders, expand my territory. Jabez says, I'm not satisfied with where I am. He said, Lord, I want you to bless me, but I want you to expand my territory. I want to do more than I could possibly imagine. And then Jabez gives you the third part of his prayer. He said, and let your hand be with me. He said, wait a minute, Lord. I just want to be clear with you, Lord. I want you to bless me. I want you to expand my territory. But I don't want any of that if you don't come along with me, Lord. In other words, Lord, I want your presence with me as you bless me and enlarge my territory. But Lord, if you're not going to be there, then don't bless me. Because Jabez understood something.
Parce que Jabez, il y a quelque chose qu'elle te comprend.
He understand that for every blessing, there's a curse attached to it.
Pour qu'il s'allie, ça le connaît chaque fois qu'on bénit, qu'on malédiction qui est attachée en Bali.
Because he understands that too many of us have been blessed by God. And you focus on the blessing and you forget the blessor.
Parce qu'on pile former des yeux directement sous son recevoir, mais oublier sa baroul là.
Jabez says, oh no, Lord.
Et Michel dit, non, 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 Seigneur.
If you bless me and expand my territory,
si vous bénis moi ou augmentez l'isier moi,
then you got to be with me.
Faut que vous allez ensemble avec moi.
I want to be like Moses. If you don't go with me, I'm not going.
Moi voulais même j'avec Moïse, sou pas là avec moi, m'pas pour aller.
So many of us have been blessed right out of our joy, right out of our peace.
En pile dans nous que nous venons bénis et puis que.
Some of us have been blessed out of our happiness. In other words, God has blessed you with a house, but you don't have a home. God says, listen, some of you, I've blessed you with a spouse, but you don't have a marriage. Some of you, I blessed you with kids, but you're not a parent. God says, some of you, I blessed you with a job, but you're miserable at work. God says, some of you, I blessed you with money, but you have no joy in spending it. Because there's some of us who've been blessed, but you forgot the blesser when you're focusing on the blessing. Let me tell you how you know you've really been blessed by God. This is how you know that God has really blessed you. Proverbs 10:22 says,
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, il dit,
the Lord blesses you with wealth and he adds no trouble to it.
L'Éternel, c'est la bénédiction de l'Éternel qui enrichit et il ne la fait suivre d'aucun chat.
The blessing of the Lord is wealth, but he adds no trouble to it. Because if you've really been blessed by God and God is with you, then you will have joy and not misery. Jabez says, Lord, I need your presence with me.
Il dit, Seigneur, moi besoin présence avec moi.
So not only did he say, Lord, bless me.
Non seulement qu'elle dit, mon Dieu, bénis-moi.
No, Lord, not only do I want you to expand my territory.
Non seulement qu'elle dit, t'es besoin pour territoire augmenter.
Lord, I want your hand to be upon me.
Mais non, c'est un besoin pour main ou capable sous moi.
But then he finishes by saying, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I'll be free from pain.
Et il dit encore, Seigneur, c'est pour main ou capable qu'aimer moi pour aller avec moi pour que souffrance pas suive moi.
He says, listen, keep me from the evil one.
Épargnez-moi de tout ça qui mal.
Because Jabez understood that when you are blessed by God, the devil is watching you.
Parce que lui comprend quelque chose, lorsque mon Dieu bénit, il connaît Satan à regarder.
Because when you are successful, the enemy is attached to that success.
Lorsque recevoir ou gain succès, Satan capable dou li attaché la dani.
Because when God blesses you, the enemy wants to bring you back down.
Et lorsque ou bénit Satan, golis et debut, il voulait faire ou faire back.
He said, Lord, keep me from the evil one. Keep me from harm.
Il dit, Seigneur, préservez-moi contre tout ça qui mal, contre tout malheur.
God knows that all of us need protection from the enemy.
Il connaît, mon Dieu connaît que nous tous besoin de protection contre l'ennemi.
A lot of us need protection in, even in our thought life.
Et m'a dit, même dans l'esprit, nous besoin de protection, ça, protection, bon
Because
Dieu.
If you think wrong, you'll act wrong.
Et si vous pensez mal, vous agissez mal.
Some of us need protection with our feelings.
En pile nan nou bezwen protection de comment nous sentons.
Because if you feel wrong, you'll have a bad day.
Parce que si ou pas senti ou en joie, journée ou a mal passé.
Some of us need protection from our friends or so-called friends.
En pile nan nou bezwen protection des amis, ça que nous vlere les amis nou yo pas amis.
Because some of them are not your friends and they're trying to take you down.
En pile nan yo pas amis, yo simplement vle faire fait back.
So he said, Lord, I need you to protect me from the evil one because he's trying to pull me down.
Et simplement, il crie, il dit, Seigneur, moi besoin que vous protégez moi contre tout le monde ça qui voulait faire fait back.
So he says, I want to be free from pains. And the only way you can do that, Lord, is put a hedge around me.
Ce n'est pas besoin que souffrance, c'est la seule façon qu'on est capable de faire, c'est mettre un entourage autour de moi-même.
And then I love the end of the verse.
Et puis, j'aime comment verset a fini.
And it said, and God granted his request.
Et il dit clairement, et Dieu accorda ce qu'il avait demandé.
So let me summarize. There's a man named Pain.
Qu'aimerais-moi nous en résumer, il y a un monde qui aurait les souffrances.
And Pain called on God.
Et Pain lui relait mon Dieu.
And God says, if there's anyone here named Pain, you can be more honorable than everybody else. If you are named Pain, you qualify to get a blessing from the Lord.
Non, c'est souffrance, c'est que vous êtes un monde qui est éligible et qui est qualifié pour Seigneur capable de visiter.
God says, I'm tired of some of you saying, I can't, when if you believe in me, you can.
Mon Dieu dit fatigué en pile dans nous qui a dit pas capable il dit sous quoi tu verras la gloire de Dieu.
He says I'm tired of some of you say I won't when God says if you don't I'll get somebody else.
Et bien il dit fatigué avec dans nous qui dit que fatigué ma chère mon Dieu mais si que fatigué ma belle choisir l'autre.
So he says why don't you take a moment and pause and come to me and seize this opportunity and pray.
Il dit pour qu'ils soient pas pour un moment pour capable réfléchir et puis garder saisir l'opportunité pour marcher avec mon Dieu.
Because you are in a covenant relationship with God and God says come to me.
Parce que on a alliance avec mon Dieu dit viens joindre moi.
So how many of you need a blessing from the Lord?
Combien d'entre nous qui besoin une bénédiction de Dieu?
How many of us need to feel God's divine presence in my life?
Combien d'entre nous qui doivent sentir présence divine de mon Dieu dans la vie?
How many of you are not satisfied with where you are and you need God to expand your territory?
Combien d'entre nous qui pas satisfait de côté où y a mon besoin pour mon Dieu capable visiter et augmenter les yeux?
How many of us need God to come with us the moment we wake up in the morning until we go to sleep at night?
Combien d'entre nous qui besoin pour mon Dieu marcher avec nous depuis le commencement jusqu'à la
And how many of us need to be kept from the evil one? If your name is Pain, then this is a prayer for you. When I grew up as a kid, there's one thing we always like to do as a family. We used to bowl. How many people used to bowl? How many people bowl? Nobody bowls? Oh, I see a few hands. But bowling is not as sophisticated back then as it is today. On the corner of Jamaica Avenue and Francis Lewis Boulevard, there was a bowling alley called Cardinal Lanes. And the whole point of bowling is you take the bowling ball and you knock down the pins. And the ball will knock the pins down. But something that always used to happen, sometimes the machine would not be able to pick up the pins back up. Or sometimes the ball will not come back to you. Back then there was a button that you could press.
Longtemps, l'ancien temps, t'es un bouton qu'on doit peser.
And then the button will signal to someone in the back that there's something wrong with your lane.
Lorsqu'on pèse bouton, gon moun ki opérateur qui reconnaît que dans lane koto ap joué a gon problème la donne.
And you, all of a sudden, you could never see the face, but you would see these sneakers running around, someone running in the back. And then sometimes you see a hand doing something to the machine. And all of a sudden they will make the machine work again. You see, the whole point about bowling is to knock down as many pins as you can. Some of us feel like those bowling pins. You're being knocked down. And then you get picked back up again. And then the devil knocks you back down. And then you get picked up again. But then sometimes you get knocked down and you never get picked up and you're wondering how come I can't get up? And you're wondering, what can I do to get back up? The reason you can't get back up is because nobody has pushed the button that will communicate to someone in the back. You never see his face. You hardly ever see who they are. God says when you get knocked down, it's time for you to press the button. And the message is sent up to heaven. You never see who God is, that he's spirit. But because you can't see his face, God can hear what you're going through. He can see what you're going through. And he dispatches an angel from heaven and picks you back up. Jabez seized the opportunity. He was knocked down. He couldn't get back up. And something told me, I got to press the button. I got to cry out to God and say, Lord, I need you to bless me. Lord, I need you to expand my territory. Lord, I need your hand to be with me. And Lord, keep me from the evil one. And Lord, if you do that for me, I'll rise up above everybody else. And when God sees that kind of prayer, God is going to look at you and look at you and look at me and look at him. And God says, I'm going to answer that prayer. Because the Bible says, if you ask not, you ain't gonna receive anything. So stop expecting little from God and expect a miracle from God. Seize the opportunity and be a man like Jabez and pray a simple prayer that will touch the heart of God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
À nous camper.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's somebody here.
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un qui là?
There's somebody here, pain has gotten a hold of you.
Il y a un monde là que souffrance qu'on doit contrôler la vie.
I don't know what it is.
Pas qu'on s'allie.
But you need a touch from God.
Mon besoin est un toucher de Dieu.
If you're here today, I'm going to open up the altar. I don't know what it is, but come.
Sous la matin, on va dire non. Porte la lille ouverte pour nous capable prier pour même ou qu'à simplement avancer.
Whatever pain it is, God knows what it is.
Quelle que soit souffrance qu'elle y a, bon Dieu lui-même lui connaît.
But I'm going to pray that God would bless you indeed.
Et moi veux fort connait que moi va prier pour que Dieu capable bénir tout bon.
That you will feel his divine presence in your life.
Ou capable sentir présence lui réelle dans la vie.
Because God answers the prayer.
Parce que bon Dieu c'est lui-même qui répond prière.
Of those who cry out to him.
À ceux-là qui relaient devant lui.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The altar is open. Hallelujah.
Altar il ouvre. Vous capable passer devant sauf que vous voulez pour vous capable prier pour vous.
Hallelujah. Thank you Jesus. Jesus.
Merci Seigneur.
Hallelujah. Thank you Lord.
Thank you Lord. Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord. Hallelujah. There's plenty of room at the altar. Just come forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, your people are here at the altar, oh God. Because they want a touch from you.
Parce qu'ils ont besoin de toucher de vous-même.
You know what they're going through, oh Lord.
Vous connaissez, Seigneur, situation qui est là-dedans.
And it's a painful experience.
Et c'est une situation qui est capable de pénible pour eux.
Father, we're asking for deliverance right now.
Papa, nous demandons pour délivrance kounia.
Right now, oh Lord.
Kounia, Seigneur.
Search their hearts.
Garde dans cœur yo, papa.
Know what they're going through.
Garde dans qui position que yo, yé situation, Seigneur.
They've come forward because they want a touch from you, oh Lord.
Yo avancé, c'est parce qu'yo besoin toucher qui sorti de ou même, Seigneur.
They're seizing the opportunity right now.
Yep, seize your opportunity, Seigneur, kunia.
Hallelujah.
Oh, merci, Seigneur.
Hallelujah. 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 Some people here are praying for their kids because their kids are not acting right, oh God.
En pile nous on a prié pour petite nous yo parce que yo pas réellement servi bon Dieu.
Some people are experiencing physical pain right now, oh Lord, and they need deliverance.
En pile nous kunia là, gagne des problèmes physiques, douleur, kunia Seigneur, yo besoin de délivrance.
Some people, their spouses are not treating them right, and it's been painful for them, oh Lord.
Yo, Seigneur, Mario, pas traiter au bien et que y a vivre dans la souffrance, Seigneur.
There's others who are having a painful financial situation, oh God.
Et gen yo, Seigneur, yo gen problème finance qui si dû pour yo même, papa.
Oh God.
Oh Seigneur.
Hear their prayer right now, oh Lord.
Tendez prier, oh mon Seigneur. Tendez prier, oh papa.
Holy Spirit, begin to do a miracle in their lives.
Oh, Saint Esprit du Dieu vivant, comment s'est touché au par miracle, Seigneur, Seigneur.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Père, dans le nom de Jésus.
I proclaim deliverance right now.
Je proclame délivrance, Seigneur.
I want you to bless your people right now, oh Lord.
Je bénis peuple, Seigneur, Seigneur.
I want them to feel your presence right now in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Je veux sentir présence, Seigneur, au nom de notre Dieu, de notre Père, le Père, le Fils, le Saint-Esprit.
Hallelujah, Father, I want you to expand their terre. They're not satisfied. That's why they're here. Seigneur, Father, satisfy them right
Seigneur,
now.
Seigneur, je veux qu'on ait qu'ils pas satisfaits. C'est ça qui fait avancer, papa.
They're coming with their empty cups, Lord. Fill their cup up. Overflow it right now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, bring them healing right now in the name of Jesus.
Papa, guéris pour nous, qu'on y a au nom de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
We pray for that spouse that's not acting right, oh Lord.
Priez pour Marie qui pas servi bien avec le Seigneur.
We rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
Oh Seigneur, touchez au dans le nom de Jésus.
We pray for their kids who are not acting right, that they will come to know Jesus.
Pour
Father, I pray for their finances, oh Lord, that you would pour out a financial blessing on their lives. Oh Lord, they're coming right now in their pain, but this is their time. This is their day, Lord. This is a time of deliverance and joy and happiness and peace.
Oh Seigneur, moment ça, ce moment de délivrance, de joie et de contentement en présence du Seigneur.
Let them leave the winter behind and spring forward, oh God.
Et oh Seigneur, aidez-vous à quitter saison fouette là derrière pour être capable d'avancer dans le soleil que vous même vous baillez là.
A new beginning, oh Lord.
Un commencement nouveau, Seigneur.
Where you have expanded their territory.
Côté que vous augmentez territoire, oh Seigneur.
And your presence is with them.
Et présence ou avec eux, Seigneur.
And you have bind up the evil one that he will not harm them anymore.
De tout Satan, le diable qui est capable d'attaquer au
Père. Loose them in the name of Jesus.
Délivrez au nom de Jésus, Seigneur.
Oh God, I thank you right now.
Oh Père, moi béni nom pour ça.
I bless your holy name right now.
Moi béni nom, Seigneur.
I thank you for my deliverance and my joy and my peace and my happiness right now.
Moi dis merci, Seigneur, pour délivrance, pour joie et grâce qu'on a accordé moi kounya.
And Father, more important than anything else.
Et papa, plus important que toute chose.
You heard their prayer.
Vous entendez prier yo.
Grant their request.
Et papa, accordez yo ça ou mandé a.
And so that they will give a testimony.
Et afin que yo capable témoigner, Seigneur.
That the God of Israel heard me.
Que le Dieu d'Israël l'entendait yo.
And he answered my prayer.
Et qu'il entendait prier yo.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Dans le nom du Dieu, du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit.
Let the church say amen.
Que l'église dit.
Give God a hand clap.
Amen.
Thank you for my blessings.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Merci,
glory be to God.
Gloire à toi.